Hi there. The word for today is start taking time off. In Exodus 34, verse 21, the Bible says, on the seventh day you shall rest. One of the best ways to maintain your perspective on what's truly important is to plan times of rest and recreation. Think of the word recreation. It means to recreate, to recharge your batteries physically, spiritually, emotionally, and relationally. Rest and recreation restore your creativity, fuel your vision, and bring balance to your world. The fact is, some of the people we admire most may be socially and relationally dysfunctional. For example, if you took the pulpit away from certain preachers and the CEO title away from certain executives, they'd be totally lost. And if you're honest, you'd conclude that in all likelihood, some of them may need counseling to help them. They've only one string on their fiddle, and that's work. Without it, they don't know how to live. The Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 2, that God rested from all his work. Now, since God doesn't sleep, and obviously he never gets tired, then he's setting an example for us to follow. Purpose-driven people can become so obsessed with what they're doing that they simply don't have any time for recreation, relaxation, or fun. Indeed, some of them may even consider those things to be carnal. But Jesus said to his disciples, Mark 6, verse 31, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. God, who thought that taking time off was so important that he put it in the Bible, said this to his people in Isaiah 58, verse 13, reading from the Message. If you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, listen to it, then you'll be free to enjoy God. So the word for you today is, start taking time off.